Now here we have ourselves on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, "Fa ashabul maymana," then the people on the right. The people on the right, who are these people on the right? The ulama have, from the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, deduced certain people that were always on the right. One was, they had come down from the right hand side of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam. In other words, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the back of Adam alayhi salatu was salam, had placed all of mankind, some were on the right and others were on the left. Secondly, they came into the alame arwah before the creation of all mankind, the realm of the arwah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed some on the right hand side and Allah had placed some on the left hand side. So even there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed them on the right hand side. They came onto this earth, they had practiced, they had tried their best, they fulfilled all the obligations to Allah, they fulfilled whatever Allah had commanded them to do, they kept away from all the prohibitions, whatever was haram, and now comes the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them the book of deeds in their right hand. They are the people on the right side. And then the last is, they will be on the right hand side of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows here that they had tried their whole life to fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ashabul mash'ama, and the people on the left, again, they were those from the left hand side of Adam alayhi salatu was salam. In the alami arwah, they were on the left hand side. They came onto this earth, they fell short of fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The angels, recording angels recorded, and then on the day of Qiyamah, they were given the book of deeds on the left, and hence they will be on the left hand side of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith of Mi'raj, we will find our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaking about in the first heaven, when he went, Adam alayhi salatu was salam was there, there were certain arwah on the right hand side, certain arwah on the left. When Adam alayhi salatu was salam looked on the right hand side, he smiled. When he looked on the left hand side, Adam alayhi salatu was salam frowned. And one hadith, from the right hand side was a very beautiful smell, on the left hand side was a stench. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam, "What is this?" Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam responded that those on the right hand side are the souls who pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they will enter Jannah. Those on the left hand side were those who displeased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they are destined for the fire of Jahannam. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us straight to the three groupings. Allah doesn't speak about what is happening in this dunya. In other ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about it. So now when we read this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting the goal in front of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting our target in front of us. Who do we want to be? From amongst which groups do we want to be? Allah Rabbul Izzat has left that to us. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.